Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Mike, this is like me going to my dentist after chewing about, you know, three boxes of Captain Crunch, not brushing my teeth, sitting in the chair, and I'm upset that they can't clean my teeth faster. I'm upset. I'm being told I have 14 cavities, and I'm saying, I'm suing you guys. You're supposed to be my dentist. You're supposed to take care of my teeth. Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick along with Mike Spiraza. Mike, first, a bit on education. You know, I was a teacher, right? About 12 years I spent in elementary school, essentially. Much of that teaching math.
Well, I hope your students do better than some areas around the country, or did better, I should say.
This has to be a mistake, Mike. This has to be a math error, because in Baltimore parent is demanding action. Of 23 schools, Mike, 23 schools, not just 23 students, 23 schools, they report no math proficiency. So literally every child in all of the 23 schools were not proficient in math. Like, is that even, I thought even just like randomly there might be a really smart kid who just gets it, right? Who would just happen to pass the testing or whatever.
But this is as Mike and Glenn both said from the very beginning of COVID. So you already have certain school districts are not going to have kids that are regularly attending school or kids that really care about school.
Right.
Then you add in COVID and you tell them, go home.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine for a year. And you wonder why kids can't, you know, add and subtract. That's why.
And they keep passing the kids along, right? They just keep promoting them to the next grade level. You know, maybe too, though, the teachers are actually just worried about their lives, like in these classrooms, right? Because it's just nasty, violent. You know, you see the beatdowns of teachers, right, by students. So maybe they're literally just going, listen, whatever you want to do today in class, just go ahead. I'm just going to go sit over here in the corner. No worries. There's no expectations of you today. I'm floored by this. 23 schools, not just in a classroom of 23 kids. Like, that would be a travesty. Not one kid in this classroom can pass the math tests, can show some proficiency. This is 23 schools. How does this go unrecognized or, unheeded? You know, how do they not do something like, how is there only one parent saying, this is a travesty?
Well, and I think, you said it perfectly. You can't, it's really bad for kids in our youth to have to go through this and then go through their lives not being able to do basic math, right? I read the article here. It says, first grader in the public demanded action, a parent of a first grader demanded action. First grade. We're not talking about like crazy math equations here. We're talking about basic math.
This is basic
that
math
we can't teach our kids. What does that say for the future of our country? What does that say for the future of those cities, those neighborhoods, those towns, whatever it may be? That's really scary stuff. And somebody has to get mad. And I don't mean the parents. Somebody in our government has to get mad and say, wait a minute, we can't do this anymore.
Well, I'm certainly not going through drive-through windows and giving cash to any of those restaurants, because I don't know if I'll get I'm not going to get back the right change. That's for sure. You know,
yeah.
You definitely use credit cards in Baltimore, folks, if you're going through drive-through windows, because I'll tell you what, it's very highly likely a lot of those kids that are working those windows, they won't know how to count change, and that's a whole nother ball game.
Sir, I gave you a 20, and you gave me back $1. The meal was only 10. What happened there?
Oh, just go ahead, sir. Yeah. Don't worry. It's all good
tip.
Here.
It's a tip.
It's all good. No problem. So
sorry to jump in there, Mike, but that is truly showing, and this is, by the way, this is Baltimore, so let's not act like this is not like 100 cities in our country. This is one city, right? You got to add in the other one. City of Buffalo, we all know about that. Graduation rates, not great. City of Rochester, not great. New York City, Chicago, all these areas. We have to seriously. You want to combat racism, Mike? You want to work on that?
No, well, I like it.
Yeah, right.
Because I was told I am. I'm white and I must be racist.
You're a white male. That's right. Somebody will cut that clip and get us in trouble.
Honest to God.
But you want to combat racism? You want to fix structural racism or the problems in this country, the wealth gap between the rich and the poor? And by the way, folks, white people live in these cities too, and white people aren't doing well in schools too. Don't forget that. This is not a black or white problem. This is a people in Democrat-run cities not getting what they need to survive. And what they need to survive is, no, get your ass in school, learn like the rest of the people in the suburbs and all across the country, and learn and get out of the cities and get to better places, because those people, those Democrat-run leaders don't give a crap about you, and you need to get out of there and go to a place where people do care about you. Go to school, get good jobs, have a family, all those things.
Learn to count.
Yeah.
Up to 10 at least.
Yeah.
Up to 10.
Yeah.
Mike, it's no wonder private schools, chartered schools, homeschooling has become clearly like the rage, right? Like that's what parents are saying. We need our kids to learn. These school districts are not cutting it. I can't get over it. 23 schools, not 23 kids, not even 23 classrooms, 23 schools show not one student proficient in math in Baltimore. So, but I think you're right. This is a big scale problem, not just a Baltimore problem. So Biden, huh? That's still our president, I think, Mike, right?
I think so.
Is he compromised by China? I mean, is there any evidence that he would be getting sort of strong-armed by President Xi of China?
I mean, he could be getting compromised and strong-armed by a lot of people, including people in his own country, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know what to say about Joe Biden other than, you know, is he our president? That's a great question. Yes, Mike. Is he compromised? Is he still our president? Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Because you would think with Chinese spy balloons and with potentially UFOs, a border that has an issue, you know, let's name a couple other, inflation, you know, any of those things, would he maybe come out and talk about it, really talk about it, not go up there and be like, Jill Biden told me to call on John from the Associated Press. Like he is so scripted, and they have him doing everything they tell him to do. It's amazing. Like, I don't know who our president is. I really don't. I mean that. I don't mean to be conspiracy theorist. Who's running our country?
No, and it's getting pretty serious. This is Ron Johnson talking to Maria Bartiromo this past weekend.
Play to President Biden. He's detached from reality. He's delusional. He denies that our southern border is open. He says that it's, that we have control over it. We don't. And the fact that he doesn't acknowledge the fact that what is happening here is alarming and puts our nation in peril is itself alarming. We don't exactly have the A-team in place right now, which is also more than unfortunate. Yeah, one of the things I've been warning, and again, I don't want to alarm your audience here, but it certainly doesn't seem like these unmanned craft, you know, whatever these objects are. I mean, we saw the one balloon. I don't know what these last two objects are. They're not easy to detect. And I've been warning for years about the risk of a high-altitude nuclear blast that could create an electromagnetic pulse that could wipe out our electronics.
Don't be alarmed, though. I mean, I want to be alarmed, and we should be alarmed, and we've got a clown, not even a clown, in the White House, Mike. We should be alarmed, Ron Johnson. We should feel like the audience should be alarmed by what's happening.
No need to fret, everybody. Joe Biden's in town. We're fine.
I mean, give me a break. We should feel scared, and we should actually see a proper response.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, and it's not that complicated. This whole Chinese spy balloon, I don't mean to go back to that because it was like 2 weeks ago, but we knew about this thing well in advance, and we could have shot it down. They said we didn't want to hurt anybody. Montana, I did an interview.
That's baloney.
I did an interview recently, but he's like, yeah, Montana, there's like one house every 100 miles. So
in the precision aircraft we have and the ability to rally around things like this, like crises like this, are you saying, oh no, we couldn't have landed it in a farm field? It would have gone right on top of Mrs. whatever, Hitchcock over at Mrs. Butterworth's farm. It would have landed on a cow. Like, no, I don't think so. That's such a farce. I mean, it's over Alaska. Alaska's part of America. If it's over Alaska, it should be shot down or dragged down so we actually know what's in the damn thing.
Right. And then, you know, you look at my favorite part about this week's was after the three other ones they found, they don't know what they are. John Kirby goes, well, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to know exactly what those were because, you know, we shot them down and there's really, it's going to be quite the recovery effort. John, I don't care what you got to do. If there's crap flying over our airspace, go find it.
Right.
Take it down the way you need to and go find it. It's 2023 and we're supposed to be the most sophisticated, powerful country in the world. Get it done. I'm sick of excuses.
Let me paraphrase. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think we're going to ever really know what those were, Mike, because
we don't want to know.
Our president is compromised by China. And do you know his son, Hunter? Oh, yeah. He really enriched himself by getting close with Chinese, you know, diplomats. I mean, Mike, we really probably know already what those were. They're very dangerous to American security, but you know what? We can't ruin this gig that Joe Biden and his family have going. I mean, that's literally the paraphrasing, right?
Then let's go get Eric Swalwell because he had some time with the Chinese spy. So let's go get him on the line and let's see what he knows, right? I don't care who it is. We need to get answers. Our border's wide open. We need to know why that is. Our inflation is up. We need to know why that is. We do know why it is. We need to know from our government why it is, right? They need to start talking and stop deflecting. Every time it's, oh, go talk to the Department of Defense. We'll talk to Joe Biden about that. No, you won't. Jen Psaki, we'll circle back. No, you won't, right? I'm so sick of the delay and the monkeying around. Give me the answers. That's what we want you for.
Yeah, and so if that's not bad enough, China clearly is at fault here. Clearly these were not weather balloons, right? And what are they doing? This is a headline here out of Fox News, Tim Nirazi. China threatens countermeasures against U.S. entities after spycraft shootdown. Mike, this is like me going to my dentist after chewing about, you know, three boxes of Captain Crunch, not brushing my teeth, sitting in the chair, and I'm upset that they can't clean my teeth faster. I'm upset. I'm being told I have 14 cavities, and I'm saying, I'm suing you guys. You're supposed to be my dentist. You're supposed to take care of my teeth. Like, what on earth are we? We're seeing China countermeasure against us after they're floating spy balloons and getting as much surveillance as they can. Remember, we said as soon as it was over the United States, they got everything they wanted.
Yep.
It was over. So now they're threatening us. And then I just read this morning. China's imposing sanctions on Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, two American companies, folks, because of Taiwan arms sales. Who's the bully here, folks? Like, does Joe really have a handle?
I can answer that question. No. Joe doesn't have a handle of anything. And what's
his
amazing,
ice cream cone.
His ice cream cone, that is true. He does handle those well. And bowls of ice cream. What's amazing is, though, you look at these sanctions, you look at these threatening us, whatever. Joe, what do you care? Why are you going to let them bully you? Oh, because they have something on you, and we owe them trillions of dollars of debt. That's why you don't rely on companies, because they own you. And it's not just Joe Biden, folks. This goes back many, many, many years of presidents. We are owned by China because we're trillions of dollars of debt to China. And our current president, like as Mike pointed out earlier, may have some underlying issues with his son tied back to that country that we don't need to know about, right? That's a problem. You cannot rely on other – when you're a superpower and you are the number one country in the world or supposed to be, you can't rely on every other country around the world or big countries like China to run your country. Doesn't work that way.
We'll play a quick game, Mike. Who said this after Chinese spy balloons float over the United States, get all sorts of information about us, probably great audio, video, whatever they wanted – we will resolutely safeguard national sovereignty and its legitimate rights and interests. Wouldn't that be like a Joe Biden, right? Wouldn't that be a U.S. representative? Oh, no. This is Wang Wenbin, a foreign ministry from China, saying, we resolutely safeguard national sovereignty and its legitimate rights and interests. So suddenly, the Chinese rights and interests allow them to float spy surveillance-type balloons over the country, and now they're going to have countermeasures against us. They're going to go after Lockheed Martin and Raytheon for sending, you know, selling arms to Taiwan. Do you remember the good old days, Mike? Do you remember the good old days? We had a guy like, what was he, yellow or orange hair, right?
Orange hair.
This guy.
He's virus. There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. Please.
Are you comfortable with this term?
I have great love for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen.
That's who we need again. Or someone that actually acknowledges that China's a bully. China hates America. China wants to basically take over the universe. Not even just the Earth anymore, folks. The universe. And we need a guy like Donald in there again.
Typical left-wing media, too. Are you worried that you're being racist? No, I'm not, because that's where the freaking virus came from. So, no, saying the word China is not racist, right? That's not a racist thing. That's not a picking on people thing. A virus coming from a country and calling it the China virus is not racist. And that's exactly what you said, Mike. We need more of, I don't give a rat's ass what you say. I'm telling it how it is, and you're going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we need. Right now, we're not being told anything, and we don't like it. Right?
If you don't like it, I don't really give a damn.
Right.
Because that's my job. You voted me in to represent the United States of America, not to represent China and its interests and its sovereignty. No, I represent American sovereignty. If Donald Trump was in office right now, I truly believe a lot of these things would not have happened. Now they're backtracking. This is about competence, folks. This has nothing to do with old man in the White House, you know, lifelong politician, you know, 14 degrees, top of his class. He honors every religion under the sun, right? I mean, who cares, right? At this point, this is about protection of America and a protection of American interests. And Mike, we are so far from that, and we still have nearly 2 years of Biden in office still.
And I think the biggest thing, people like you or I, Mike, we would say is, look, we accepted when Joe Biden won. Okay. Do I think there was some funny business? Maybe, potentially, but Joe Biden is the president, and we had to accept that, which we have. Okay. And I said in the very beginning of Joe Biden's presidency, I'm willing to give the guy a chance to see what he does. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you have to at least give him a shot. Right. And we are now 2 years in. We're not unified. We are certainly not transparent in what's going on across the country. His biggest things that he ran on were unity and transparency. I'm not seeing the unity. Right. Jesse Waters had a special last night about people fighting on the streets, people fighting mm-hmm. in courtrooms, people fighting everywhere. The transparency part, I would love to know anything about what's going on. Instead, we get Karine Jean-Pierre, doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, spins circles. I miss Jen Psaki. Who would have thought I would say that? Okay. You have Joe Biden that really doesn't take questions or do actual things, interviews, whatever. You have Joe Biden's State of the Union, doesn't address a Chinese freaking spy balloon that came over our country for a week, doesn't address it really in his State of the Union. What is the border? Nobody wants to go down there. Joe went down there for about 27 minutes. Kamala thinks it's funny, right? Like, transparency, we don't have that either.
Nope. We don't have people that solve problems. We don't have people that are accountable. We don't have competent people. We've often talked about where's Kamala, right? Right? The border you mentioned. She is supposed to be in charge of you know, basically the border, keeping people from flooding over that border illegally, keeping fentanyl out of our country. And we can often never find Kamala. We don't even know. We have to listen for her laugh. Then we might find her. And I mean, I don't know if you remember the book in school. There was a book called Where's Waldo? And you literally just had to look for this little Waldo character amongst like hundreds of other people. It was just a fun, you know, goofy activity. That's how I feel we are. It's the Where's Kamala game. Well, lately, Mike, it's the Where's Mayor Pete game. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he's now blaming Trump for the Ohio train derailment, of which, by the way, Sil Cajanio, a local hazardous material specialist, he said, yep, the railroad company is responsible for this. This was on February 3rd. Took Pete 10 days to even respond. He must not have heard about it, folks, right? Maybe he was flying in his private jet for those straight 10 days, Mike. Had no contact.
Is he still on paternity leave? I'm not sure.
He might be.
He might be. That might be.
He might be. He probably extended paternity leave rules so he and his partner could.
Folks, and sorry, I don't mean to call you out, Mike. Let's go back that, because I take a lot of heat on Twitter for saying stuff like this about paternity leave. I don't have a problem with paternity leave. I really don't. I don't have a problem with maternity leave.
Right.
Both are fine. But when you decide to take a job in the president's in President Biden's cabinet,
right?
Okay, so let me just give you an example. As we all know, most of you know, I just had a baby. My wife went into the hospital on a Tuesday. While we were waiting for the baby to come, I was on my computer. I'm a small business owner. I was then checking emails and making calls throughout the week that I was in the hospital with my wife. It was actually 3 to 4 days. Mm-hmm. Then I went home. That Monday, it was 3 days in the hospital. I worked in the hospital a couple hours each day. I got back to my house on a Friday. That next Monday, I was at my computer working in our home office, but I was working. I was not nowhere to be found for my employees. Okay, I'm a small business owner of an insurance agency. I'm not in the president of the United States cabinet. I don't want to hear anything about, oh, well, he deserves that. That's the right of an American. Bullcrap. You're a freaking cabinet member. You figure it out. You can figure out daycare. You can figure out what you need to do. Bullcrap. You better get your ass to work, and you better get your ass to work the next day.
Made it to the position of Transportation Secretary of the United States of America.
Bullcrap.
Figure it out, right? You can multitask, Pete. We have a joint client, by the way, Mike, I saw yesterday, and he actually said, I told him that you guys had a beautiful girl, Via Marie, and he goes, oh, yeah, I know. I think he actually was emailing me on the day the baby was born, because he told me we just had a baby. And I laughed, and I thought, that son of a gun, if Sarah finds out, Sarah will probably go, yeah, what's the big deal? Like, we had a baby. We were very engaged in the baby, but we also know we can multitask and carry on.
And Mike, in all seriousness, look, that is my duty to my clients and to my employees to be there for them. Yeah. Right. That was what I signed up for. That's what my wife signed up for. She has been with me for 12 years. She knew what my career was. That's why it gets me so angry, because, Pete, if you don't want to work or you need your break time, then don't take that job.
Mike, this is a bigger concept. I'd love to do a show on this. This is about in the service of others. And that's how you and I operate. That's how Mike and Glenn operate. We are in the service of others, including our wives and our families. So if you know us, folks, personally, we don't there's nothing more we love than our own families, our children, each other. We'll do anything for each other. And then we extend that out to our clients. And, you know, this just says more, I think, about the type of people that go into these positions, like Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete doesn't give a crap about what's going on in the country. You know what he cares about? What's the next position that gives me an even stronger and bigger title and enriches me even more? That's what Mayor Pete cares about. So this guy, this local hazardous material specialist, said their homes should have been tested. They should be tested. This stuff, what did he call it? He called it like so dangerous colorless gas carrying – it's vinyl chloride, folks. This stuff is dangerous, dangerous stuff. He says this really looks like a nuclear winter. Pretty much, yeah, we nuked this town with chemicals. If this happened in any other country, wouldn't the leaders converge onto this problem? No, not in the United States of America. Mayor Pete cannot be found. It takes him 10 days to even acknowledge that this thing happened.
Where are the climate activists is what I want to
know.
Where are those folks?
Where'd they go? Are they vacationing?
Yeah. It's are they at a conference?
I mean, really? Are they still at that thing in Switzerland?
Yeah. Davos?
The Davos?
Yeah.
Davos.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. It's amazing, too. And the amazing thing is, not to be outdone, in Texas, a truck carrying hazardous waste just rolled over, too. Why are these things all – and again – I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know we might sound like it on this show sometimes. I'm really not. But when five things happen at a time, you start to wonder. Just like the chicken farms that were blowing up and the, right. what were the other farms? The fertilizer farms that were just miraculously just burning up. Like all in the same month. You had like three or four. And then in the next month, you had three or four. Glenn talked about this on the radio a couple months ago. Why are these things happening in bunches? Right? Why are we, and right. to my point about transparency, can we talk about it? Can we just, I'm not saying we have to be conspiracy theorists, but can we just have a conversation? Quick one?
Apparently not. So what does Mayor Pete do? What's the fallback, Mike? If things are going wrong, they don't want to get blamed, they don't want to like actually be held accountable. Who is the fall guy? Of course it's Trump. They say on the rule in 2015, Republicans in the House and Senate required a cost-benefit analysis. It allowed for the Trump administration to repeal the rule in 2017. Now it makes it challenging to reinstate the rule in its previous... Like all they do, they go back and say, okay, oh my God, there's a crisis. There's balloons flying over the United States. It looks like they're from China. It looks like they're spying on us. Oh my God, train wreck in Ohio, an American... state, folks, right? This is in America. A train wreck. Massive amounts of chemicals could be spewing in the air and into the water and the water you drink. And where are these folks? They're going, how are we going to blame Trump? Figure this out. We got to hurry. Took Pete 10 days to come out and even acknowledge it. And then he still blames Trump. You could have come out within 10 minutes and just blame Trump, Mayor Pete.
Well, maybe it was racist. Who's to tell? I mean, I don't know.
It's really getting disgusting, folks. I don't know what we can do in the next like year and in 10 months, but you better get out there and be active when these candidates come out. I mean, we have Nikki Haley now coming out to say she's going to run. You've got Ron DeSantis who likely runs. You've got Donald Trump who's definitely going to run again. We better vote some common sense, you know, people who actually give a damn about us.
And I was going to say that too, Mike. This is not, by the way, just a left problem. I want to stress that because I think, you know, again, people that don't like us say, oh, you guys are just Trump lovers. No. This is a Republican problem too, right? The Mitch McConnells of the world, we'll see how Kevin McCarthy goes. I'm going to give him credit now. He's doing okay right now. But the swamp creatures, as Trump called them, this is a legitimate problem across the board on both sides of the aisle. This is not just a left problem. The right doesn't want to deal with stuff either. We need leaders that are going to attack things and get them done. Why I like Donald Trump was a businessman that knew how to make a deal and get crap done. We need that. We don't need the people that are like you said, Mike, what can I do to make more money and do less work in politics? We don't need any more of that.
No, we have plenty of those people, plenty that don't attack problems. They have no idea how to do it. Folks, keep listening. I've had so many people say they love the radio show that's been on for 20 plus years, but they're also really finding some joy in not Joy Reid or Joy Behar, but real joy, like the true joy in our podcast. So financialguysmedia.com to find everything we are doing. We're doing more and more, Mike. You're getting some great interviews from people across the country.
Yeah, it's all about Twitter for me on that because I just message people until they say yes or tell me to go screw myself. So that's my goal on Twitter. And you know, I think bringing some of those guests to the radio show, we had a great guest on a couple weeks ago, Mike, you and I on the show, Matthew Colkin, local immigration attorney, bringing some of those guests to the show, too. And I do want to tease, too. And you'll be a part of this as well, Mike. We're going to start to roll out a morning show throughout the week. It's going to be a 3-day show per week. Not yet. It's going to be coming out in 2023 along with an app. So stay tuned for some of that stuff. We'll talk through that. But we are going to be doing some more content for you daily, weekly, monthly, annual stuff. We're going to start doing some town hall meetings here at the office as well. So we're going to do some fun stuff, a lot of content because I think – you know, it's fun, right? Why wouldn't you want to do it?
It's fun, and people want it. I mean, we talk to a lot of people, and people like it because it sort of becomes therapeutic. We have to talk about these things, folks. Yeah. We can't just sort of sweep them under the rug and think it's just going to fix itself. That's not how life works.
Yeah.
When problems come, you've got to fix these problems. You've got to solve problems, and we do not have problem solvers in office, and we're determined to keep, harping on it, and announcing when we see the crap that goes on, whether it's here in New York State or in D.C. So we will not stop, and we appreciate you tuning in, folks. Keep up the good fight. For Mike Spiraza, I'm Mike Hayflick. Come back next week.
Oh.